A Bethel jury sided with a regional school district in a five-year trial about the devastating Hooper Bay fire of 2006. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Years of court motions and case files stacked feet high ended Friday without much fanfare when the 12-person jury sided with the Lower Yukon School District. They deliberated for less than half an hour. The trial stemmed from the Hooper Bay fire, which was started by children underneath the school. It quickly spread to about 15 acres in the village, destroying not only the K-12 school, but 13 homes and other nearby buildings as well, over 50 structures in all. 31 Hooper Bay residents sued LYSD, claiming the school district was responsible for the fire because the plywood skirting around the school was not maintained, allowing the children to gain access. The plaintiffs were asking for millions of dollars in damages for their homes and lost personal property. They said the homes built by volunteers after the fire were poorly constructed and not adequate. On the other side, LYSD argued that they weren't responsible because there was no way of predicting the fire. They argued that the fire was set at night by unsupervised children who broke into school property. Friday's verdicts came after 2 weeks of testimony. Although the jury sided with the school district, the plaintiff's attorneys filed a motion asking the court for a judgment, notwithstanding the verdict. They said the evidence warrants it, as well as the jury's short deliberation, which they said didn't start until Friday evening after a long day in court. A judge's decision could take months. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.